Harry Maguire. Sheffield United put out a statement this morning saying bid accepted. Hull have subsequently released a statement saying they're not entirely sure what's going on. We'll speak to Steve Bruce later. What's your take on Harry Maguire's situation?
That we'd accepted the offer this morning, reluctantly. We might add, as it said in the statement, and that things would progress as normal from there.
Is that the same offer that they placed last Wednesday, or is that an improved offer?
I think it was slightly different in some ways, but you know, I'm not the total technicalities of it. That's for the board to deal with.
So it's about, not necessarily about the fee, it's about how you might get paid for it.
It might be that, yeah. But we've reluctantly, in the end, agreed to it.
If I can ask, what's forced the issue? Because obviously you and I spoke last Friday, it appeared off then anyway. Steve Bruce has come out on Saturday and said, it's definitely not going to happen, we're walking away. And I appreciate there's always brinkmanship sometimes in these situations, but what between now and then has changed?
Yeah, well, it's probably a bit of that coming from Hull's end, but you know, the board looked at it, I think, as well. Probably Harry's desire to make the move happen as well has influenced it.
Disappointing for you, though, isn't it, to lose a player like that, even if there was an element of you thought something might happen or could happen this summer?
Yeah, it's been hanging over us, I think, for the last couple of months, and we've always been aware that it was a fair possibility that it was going to happen. So it has now, and we move on.
In terms of that, the deal going forward, do Sheffield United have some kind of interest in that, in terms of like a sell-on? Should he become a great success up there, etc.? What could be next with that?
Yeah, I don't know the exact technicalities of it, but there will be provisions for things like that within the deal, yeah. But usually that, all those sort of things stay between the two clubs.
I'm duty-bound to ask, how much was it? Do you know how much this deal is worth to Sheffield United?
I know roughly, but until the club want to announce that, then it'll stay undisclosed.
That much, really?
That seems to be the turn these days. I don't know why everybody just doesn't tell everybody what they're paying for everybody, and then we all know what, you know. Even wages and things. I don't think we're a bad thing for teams to say this is our playing budget for this season, you know. It tends to get lost in annual figures of the whole club. But it'd be nice maybe to put budgets alongside your league position.
Do you know, there are a lot of fans who will hear this will probably go, hallelujah, somebody's finally said it, as well as us, as well, asking about all that. It is a bit cloak and dagger, isn't it?
It is. Well, you know, we follow a bit of baseball in America, and you can go on and find every team's salary, every individual's salary, of what they're getting. And, it might give people a different perspective on how teams are doing.
So, should this transfer go through, and obviously it seems highly likely now, whatever the money is, will you get all of that, most of that, to reinvest in the squad?
We'll get some of it. We haven't sat down and said exactly how it's going to be allocated at the moment, but we've certainly got our eye on a few targets, which we'll start pursuing immediately.
Do you kind of have an idea as to when the transfer will go through? I appreciate this news this morning is only a couple of hours old, but is it imminent in the next 24 hours or so?
No idea. Medicals and all that sort of thing. Transfers of this size will, don't get done overnight or within an hour or so. So we expect it in the next 2-3 days, if everything goes smoothly.
So how much strength then does this transfer give you in the other targets that you have been pursuing now?
Not much more than we had before, in terms of we were still chasing those targets. All we can do is step it up now a little bit more. The last thing what we want is other clubs to think that now we've got money burning a hole in our pocket, and all of a sudden we get 20% put on the price of any player. We won't be party to that sort of thing and those sorts of deals.
Will you be looking directly for another centre-half now that Maguire is gone?
Yeah, ideally we would like one. We certainly need some full-back cover, but I think Craig Alcock's flexibility gives us a lot of strength in that position anyway. So if we can get at least one defender in, hopefully two, and then our old favourite striker as well, just to get us into the season.
You see, as soon as this news came about, the one player whose name was straight on the social networks, if you like, was about John Brayford. Does Maguire's departure, or pending departure, give you perhaps a little bit more power here to say to Cardiff, look, can we do a deal here?
Yeah, but Cardiff have got to be open to that suggestion. At the moment, they're saying that, he's part of their plans. So I don't think it will come down to a matter of finances with Cardiff at the moment. So it's something we'll further inquire about. We do on a regular basis, and we'll make further inquiries this week about it.
It's with your other transfer targets, because there's been this issue that's rumbled on. Presumably you've been able to assess a few other player situations in anticipation of Maguire's departure.
Yeah, there's one or two we hope lined up, and we would hope to try and get people in. We've got three friendlies this week. You know, we could do with some bodies around for that, never mind the start of the season. So, we need... I think when somebody goes out of the club like Harry, who's been such an integral part of everything for the last few seasons, we move on. We have to put it behind us. We've lost a good player, but we have to replace him and get some other good players in the building.
So that striker then, since Friday, has anything progressed at all on that front, having spoken to a few?
Yeah, we haven't spoken to
other clubs.
Yeah. I thought you were saying we're speaking to the players themselves.
Yeah, no, but you were saying you'd had a couple of bids in and discussions were on. Yeah. They'd been knocked back, etc. Has anything moved?
Yeah, we hope there's a little bit more movement this week, and we're trying to get one in now. Yeah.
Right. How optimistic are you that player might arrive?
Yeah, we are. Until the sign, it's so difficult. You know, we were hopeful of trying to keep Harry here for this season, but it hasn't worked out. So, until the 31st of August, we don't know, until that window shuts, who's going to be with us, who's not. And until the next player actually signs, then you never certainly got the joining.
Can you tell us a bit more about this player? Is he at a Championship club, a Premier League club, another club in League One?
No, it's a loan from a Championship club.
Right, OK. And is he a younger player you can develop?
You might as well tell you the name. Which
well, go on then.
Which we're not going to do.
So could that then happen this week?
Yeah, we hope so. As soon as we've been making calls, not in anticipation of it, but anyway, we know we needed a striker, so it just means with Harry going out, we step up the urgency a little bit to get two or three in. I think when you see Mark McNulty coming on and Jose's form, and we've still got Ports as well, we've said all along, three reasonable strikers there, and Mark McNulty showed enough to give us a lot of optimism on Friday night.
Away from that area of the team, or those two areas of the team, if you like, again perhaps due to this pending money that you're going to get, does Connor Cody come back in the frame, if you like, as a target?
Yes, in some ways, but it's just a midfield area where we're pretty strong at the moment, and certainly in terms of numbers, we've got enough in there. We love Connor to bits and he's a very good player, but I think it's other areas of the pitch that are more of a priority than midfield.
I know you're not going to tell us who this striker is, so can I throw some speculation at you for you to dismiss or otherwise?
Fire away.
Okay, it has been claimed. David Petrucci is a young boy at Man United?
Nope.
Leon Clark.
We've made no inquiry for them. We think they're good players, but we've made no inquiry.
Right, so he's not on any list at all then?
Not at the moment, no.
Right. Different to what you've just said about the striker anyway, but Leon Clark?
Nope.
And the age-old favourite, Billy Sharp?
No, we've had no contact either with Billy at the moment. We've got one or two or three people who are our preference at the moment, so we're chasing at least one of those.
The other day on Friday night, there were a couple of injury doubts for the match tomorrow, in fact, indeed, this week. Wallace and Flynn, how are they?
Thank goodness we're talking about that again. Flynn, probably Thursday night against Fenerbahce is most likely to. And James Wallace is, we would hope to get him a little bit of game time at York if all goes well this week. Maybe 15, 20 minutes with a view to him playing longer against Harrogate next Tuesday. So they're the main two. And Jamal Campbell-Rice has just his ankle swollen up a bit after Friday night, so he won't be involved tomorrow.
So as a test then from Huddersfield, what do you want to see from the group?
Just that improvement that we've seen, I think, over the three games so far. It's going to be hard this week playing Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, mixing the team up a little bit, but also trying to get one eye on the team that will start against Bristol City. So, Championship side, a good Championship side, probably be a step up from Dundee, although fitness-wise they're a bit ahead of us. So we're just looking for that progression in terms of our performances.
Final one from me. Have you decided who you want to be the team's captain this year?
We haven't changed anything yet, but that may depend on if somebody else comes in between now and the start of the season. But we've got no plans at this moment to change.